Blog Talk Radio.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marginal. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, "When is the end time?" He told him that no man knows the end time. Even the angels that bow down before the Father, they do not know the end time. But he said, when you see walls and ruins of walls, nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in diverse places. My friend, every day there's another country rise up against another. Oh, humanity today is on a wonder what the purpose in this world. It is beyond me, beyond my sanctified knowledge. While the learned people of today do not know the purpose on this earth. My friend, it seems too late now, because this age is, the sun is setting on this age. And if the sun is setting on this age, and you are a learned person, do not know what is your purpose here, you have missed the mark. My friend, my neighbors, brothers and sisters, when you came in this world, this is one of the major learning processes that your mother and your father give you while you're here. And it is beyond me. You see, so many learned people did have not comprehend, have not ascertained, cannot gather while you're here. Well, my friend, Jesus, all the sign for the end of this age is at hand. And if you do not know why you're here, it's too late, I'm afraid. This is a call to humanity. But his disciple, Jesus' disciple said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. My friend, I am a whosoever. And I know the goodness of God. I have ascertained the blessing of God because I called upon his name when I was a youthful lad. And ever since that day, he assured me, if I alluded to follow his instruction, he promised that he'll be by my side in every trying hour. My friend, I had tried some trying hour in this, the many years I've spent. I've traveled on this sea of time. I've traveled on the sea of time where the billows rose to the high heaven and go down to the mighty deep and rise again. I've traveled on the sea of time as a sailor on a lifeboat where it's all around is the mighty deep and the heaven above. And my God had brought me this far. Ah, my friend, the purpose that you hear is to praise God. It says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And after you call upon him, you praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. You praise him in the night. And all day long, all night long, his praises ring in your heart, knowing that there you are never alone. Your God, his guiding hand. Oh, he promised that he'll guide you. And my friends, you who listening for the first time, I want you to know that all the signs of the coming of the Lord is at hand. Birds are falling from the air, and many things are falling from the air that you know not. But quick and diverse places. Police are executing people, and the people are executing policemen. It's a war going on with Maine. The citizen and policeman, my friend. The women are marrying women, and the men are marrying women. Oh, they put up a noble fight to get the permission to marry. They thought marriage was going to be a good deal. But my friend, we have a man in the White House now who give the homosexual all the liberty there once. But now they are going back to the judge to be divorced. And my friend, the coming of the Lord is at hand. A woman are married to women. Men are married to men. But he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All right, so let the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon his name shall be saved. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. My past has been redeemed. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with this world thinking. My eyes are on the prize. Amen. I need not prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. I have no need to be at the top of the pyramid or the hill to be recognized or be praised or reward. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, labor by it, lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gate is fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My companion, my road is rough, and my companion are few. My God are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, to toil or away. Turn back, deluded or delayed, I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, and go hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, nor ponder at the pool of popularity or mandate the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up. Neither until I have stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. Because they hang him high and they stretch him wide. But he say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I say the same Jesus, I just see that you will come back again in like manner. He's riding on the cloud of glory. Someday soon he'll be riding on the cloud of glory. And those who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb, he will send to cut them away. They'll ride. Say, swing low, chariot, let me ride. You ride on the wings, on the cloud of glory. Oh, what a day, what a day. I must labor until he come. And when he come for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. And I'll know him by the print of the nail. He said, Thomas, trust your finger in my side, the wound in my side, and the nail, trust the nail in my hand. He said, look, Thomas, the water that is there is a fountain filled with blood, doomed from Emmanuel's vein and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. My friend. And that blood, that pool of blood is right there to wash away your sins. Amen. If you call upon him today, my my friend, he washed away your sin. Because that fountain is yet there. That fountain flowing with blood. And sinners plunge beneath that flood. You too can plunge beneath that flood and lose all your guilty stain. Our beloved, we are at the ending of this chapter. Lesson today will be from the 40, from the First Corinthians 15 chapter, from the 40 to the 58. Yes, from soul searching. From soul searching on here. And it reads, there are also celestial body and body to Lystra. To Lystria. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and the other glory of the moon, and another glory of the star. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sworn in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sworn in dishonest. It is raised in glory. It is sworn in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sworn in natural body. It is raised in spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earth, such are they also that are earthly. And as it is heaven, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly, earthly, and heavenly. It's the difference. And as we have borne the image of earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit in corruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all change. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruptible. And this marvel shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, dead is swallowed up in victory. O dead, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? My friend, you see, this thing of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. My friend today, he said, but I show you a mystery. My friend, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. It is something that you should think about. Now, this corrupted body had a process and to get here. And it also have a process to go back to God from whence it came. But we, the old dead, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Oh, my friends, it was known that death, the sting of death and the grave, which is the victory, will hold you down. But my friend, but the Son of God, the grave were not able to hold his body down. My friend, because he came to manifest the power of God, that the grave could hold him down. And he triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. He went through death. After death, he went to the grave. During the time he was in the grave, he went in hell. And after he had preached in hell, he rose from the dead. Yes. He rose from the dead triumphant. He rose triumphant. Early on Sunday morning, bright angel came and rolled the stone away. And God said, no grave can hold his body down. All my friends are willing to know. I want you to know, on this road, on this sea of life, there are two trains riding. One is bound, one's upward bound, one is downward bound. One is bound where the gates are pearl and the streets of gold. And the silver water running down the throne of God, the cherubim wing covered the face of God. And they are saying, holy, 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 my Lord. And he's welcoming them in the luscious garden in the background. Where the tree of life waiting. And as they entered the welcome to the garden, they ate of the tree of life and they never die. They will praise and bless God to all ages, to all eternity. No more sadness. No more pain. No more ache. No more disappointment. No more you say and I say. No more you and I will be being spiritual being after this life, my friend. We go to be with the Lord, but he said you must ask him to save you, because he promised whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, my friends, he would that everybody would be saved. But unless you call upon his name, you're not going to be saved. He is not going to recruit you. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. And the other downward train, the devil himself is the engineer. It's called the hellbound train, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Oh, the devil said, yes, you had paid your fare, and you are on the right place, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. He said, you have murdered, you have stolen, you have deceit, you have lied. You have did all the abominable work. Oh, you had maliciously murdered your brother and your sister. But to say that you had paid your fare, the life you have lived, that is, and you would pay your fare in the lake of fire with a worm. Die not, and the fire not quench. God bless you today, my friend. Heed the word. be saved. He's coming for a body. He's coming very soon. God bless you. Amen. 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 We'll be back. The Lord's will. Next week at the same time. To give you what thus said the Lord.